had only gotten about halfway through On the Road when my friend John suggested that we hitchhike to Mexico over Christmas break. And it was really, it was a great trip. We actually got a ride all the way to Florida, and then we went across New Orleans, and we hit, it was great. And we ended up down in Oaxaca, Mexico. So I'm going to tell you about our return. We took the train from Oaxaca to Matamoros, which is the border of Laredo. And for somehow we met this guy on the train who talked us into putting pot. John, like, stuck the pot down his pants to walk across the bridge with this Mexican kid. And in exchange for a few joints for the trip back. Anyway, we were coming all the way from Oaxaca, where it was probably like, oh gosh, I don't know, 110 degrees. We made it up to the border at Laredo, and we started getting rides. And in Texas, you know, we got these really, really long rides, but I think our penultimate ride was in a VW bus. And the temperature had dropped from like the 110 to, I don't know, it was like the coldest weather that Texas had ever had. This was December. And the temperature dropped to, I don't know, like 40 or below. And we're sitting in the bus. Does anyone know what one of those microbuses are? There's nothing in the front, just the wind coming in. You know? So we're like, we'd smoked a lot of pot. And we stopped, the guy who was driving the bus stopped, and we ate chili and black coffee. And then he dropped us at a campground in San Antonio, and it was the coldest weather that San Antonio had had in 100 years. So it was something like, I don't know, 20 degrees? It was really, really cold. So I just remember John's completely stoned, and we take our tent out, and we're trying to set it up, and he takes, like, the bag with the pegs, and he just, like, dumps them on the ground, and we're scrambling around to get our tent set up, and we have no pegs, so we couldn't peg out the side, so the wind was, like, just, like, whipping in and right against us while we're trying to sleep. Anyway, he's got the wind right against his back, and he's shivering like crazy. And a little sidebar, before I left, I went to the University of New Hampshire, and one of my best friends was like an Outward Bound instructor. She gave me this little lecture about hypothermia. She said, you know, this is what happens when someone gets hypothermia. They start shivering uncontrollably. They start seeing weird things. So I sort of had that in the back of my mind. So John's shivering, and I'm kind of talking to him. And about, I don't know, I think I fell asleep. And then I woke up, and I see John, and he's got his underwear on his head, like, to keep warm. You know, I see his little tufts of dark hair sticking out of the little leg holes. And I just was so, okay, something's going on here. And I know that the cure for hypothermia is to, like, take all your clothes off and get in the sleeping bag with a person who's hypothermic. And I just couldn't do it. I just, you know, John was a good friend. He wasn't really that kind of friend, you know, and I just didn't want to do that. So instead, I get up, and I kind of explore my environment. We're in this campground, but it's not really a campground. It's one of these places where these retirees go. So the people who live in, gosh, I don't know, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, they take their motor homes down for the winter and, like, park them in San Antonio, and they set up their little awnings and their little lawn chairs. And so it's like this real kind of retiree type of place. So I started thinking, I've got to save John. I've got to save John. So I, like, go start knocking on doors of these motor homes. And, like, these guys, and you have to remember, I'm in college, and it's the 80s. So, you know, there's a kind of gap, I think, between, you know, my generation and this. So it wasn't just the retiree people. It was kind of me, like, with this kind of youthful anger. So I'm, like, knocking on the doors. You've got to save my friend. He's dying. And they're kind of like... Anyway, so I finally, you know, the first couple of doors, they, like, didn't even open. And then finally this guy opened a door, and I see this nice long space heater inside this motorhome. And I'm just thinking, oh, my God, if I could just roll John in his sleeping bag up to the space heater, you know, everything would be fine. Could we just have some tea or some hot water or something? And the guy says, and I said, could I just use your phone? And he wouldn't, he said, here, I'll give you a quarter. There's a payphone over there. And I look across and, you know, there's like a four-lane highway. And I can see, you know, a 7-Eleven across the way. And maybe there's a payphone there. So that's kind of what he's telling me to do. So anyway, the bottom line is I finally found somebody to let me use their phone. We called 911. The ambulance came. They got John, brought him into the ambulance, gave him some hot drinks. He was really shivering and cold. And they took us to the fire station where we spent the night on nice couches. And we were really warm. And we had a lot of cocoa. And then the next morning, we called our parents, and they wired us plane tickets to fly home. The end.